You're listening to the BBM Global Network with 25 years in broadcast audio and video production. Our passionate team creates content and marketing for the world of Internet talk radio. If you've got a passion, come join us at bbmglobalnetwork.com. The BBM Global Network. Your voice is now heard.
Welcome to Hot Life, Hot Love with your host, May Vu. May is ready to talk to you about relationships, dating, and sex. This is the show that is inspiring and will let you be as big as life wants you to be. Now, sit back and get ready to learn and enjoy Hot Life, Hot Love with your host, May Vu.
This is May Vu, and you are listening to Hot Life, Hot Love on BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. So glad to be here today. We have someone with us who is really, I cannot wait to hear, to dive into the conversation with our guest today to talk about women issues. How fun is that? Rarely do I get to what I call go off on such thing. I have a lot of strong opinions about this, but a lot of time I find myself so busy with work and everything that I don't have a chance to get to commune with another woman who's passionate about women issues out there. And the reason how I found our guest tonight, her name is Nancy Mills. She is the founder of The Spirited Woman, a leading women's empowerment community created over 20 years ago. And she found me, and actually she found my book. She found The Divorced Mom's Guide to Dating and contacted me to ask if she could put me on the Spirit Woman Spring Equinox book pick list. I felt so honored, and I'm like, oh, I love this title, and I want to know who Nancy Mills is. Nancy, jump in with us, honey. Say hi.
Oh, it's so nice to talk to you. You know, I'm a big fan of yours. I told you, I went to your website, and I started reading one page, and then another page, and then another page, and then another page. And, you know, it takes women who are out there, I call them every woman visionaries, women who are doing the work for so many, very often without the recognition. And I really feel that there are so many women out there that are changing the world, one spirited woman step at a time. And you're one of those people. So I always look for women who I feel are passionate about what they do and are out there without a stop. In other words, they're just going to be that way no matter what. And I think that's one of the things that makes Spirited Woman as strong as it is. And I think that's one of the reasons why we've lasted for 20 years.
Wow. Well, thank you so much. I feel so honored to be considered one of the spirited women. And just as I'm listening to you, I have the first question already, which is, you know, I find that it's not that easy to be who we are and have our voice out there. So what is your journey of reclaiming or finding your voice out in the world?
Well, you know, I don't think I've had to reclaim it, and I don't think I've had to find it. I think I'm one of these women who was born with it, in a sense. Not that I realized that I was, but I think I was. And, you know, I'm in the 50 plus arena, so I'm older than you are. But I remember, you know, being a young girl. And just thinking, you know, I'm just gonna go for it. And I had a mother who was very, very, she was very much like a Nancy Reagan type of a person. She was very buttoned up. She dressed perfectly and she's very pretty, but she did something that was completely out of character. And when I was very young, she gave me an Annie Oakley skirt. Now you probably don't even know what I'm talking about, but the skirt had red felt and it had white fringe, and she got me a pair of boots to match the skirt, and I had a cowboy hat, and the skirt was filled with holsters, guns, you know, spots for guns.
Yeah.
I would go through the house, and anybody who got in my way, I would say, bang, bang, get out of my way. And, you know, here I was, you know, not in this milieu whatsoever, but I realized at a very young age that there was something about me that was not going to take it. Now, that didn't mean that I didn't have a lot of fears, because I do have a lot of fears. And it didn't mean that I thought I was great, because I didn't think I was great. But what I did feel was that I was unstoppable in my own way.
Mm. Yeah, you know, I actually came from the reverse, on the other side, where I was born in Vietnam and I was raised to keep my voice down and only speak when spoken to. And my dad had a terrible temper, so he used to hit me all the time. So I was petrified of adult or people who were taller than me, which at 5'1", everyone is taller than me. And immigrating into this country as an immigrant, you know, finding my voice was quite a challenge. So it took a long time and a lot of overcoming to get over the noise in my head that said, "Who are you to have anything to say? You don't sound right. You know, my grammar, my S's flies everywhere." And all of that shame to speak up, to find my voice. And I still think I'm like maybe 80%. I still think there's 20 more percent inside me that could be unleashed. So between the two of us, we cover the range. Yeah.
You know, I think it's interesting that you say that, because I had one parent who gave me the Annie Oakley skirt, but I had another parent, my father, who was not a nice man, and he was very, very cruel, and he would put me down. I mean, he would constantly put me down. And, you know, I think one of the reasons why I cried when I went to your website, you know, that the immigration situation and the immigration story, particularly now, is so unbelievably important in the United States based on, you know, what is going on. And I find that I was born and raised in California, and I find that my whole life was based on being involved with immigrants. I mean, I can't even imagine living my life without having people of different cultures in it. I mean, that's how I was raised in Los Angeles. And I think one of the things that is driving me so crazy is that there's such animosity out there now, and there's so many people saying things that are so horrific. And I, too, find myself at times not being able to speak up, because the rage that people are experiencing and feeling reminds me of my father, and I can't speak up. And so I, too, feel the same way, and I haven't gotten over that. So there are certain ways that I feel really strong, and then there are other ways that I don't.
Yeah, and I think that's true for all of us. Anyway, we are going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to dive in even more, and let's talk more about what are some of Nancy's, you know, current woman issues that you are up in arm about, because I have a few things too. And you're listening to Hot Life, Hot Love. We are live on BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio.
Abuse happens every moment of every day. According to national statistics in the United States, every 2 minutes, someone is sexually assaulted. And every 10 minutes, a report of child abuse is made. Those currently struggling with abuse, or if you know someone who has been the victim of abuse, you are not alone. Whether physical, mental, emotional, or sexual, know there is hope, there is help, there is healing. Author Tammy Hall has written a book from her own account of abuse called Journey of Courage that can guide you through your own personal journey of healing. Stop struggling through life. It's your story. It's your healing. And it can begin with the first turn of the page. Visit www.journeyofcourage.com to begin your path to becoming the person you were ultimately created to be. Healed, hopeful, happy. Intergenerational programming is uniting America due to the tireless efforts of Dr. Ramona Frischman. Retired from the Miami-Dade County Public School System, Dr. Frischman continues to develop intergenerational learning programs aimed to improve the lives of children, young adults, and seniors through unique strategies and public policy in order to establish a mutually supportive agenda. She views intergenerational programs as a resource for policymakers and the general public on economic, social, and personal initiatives that govern our society. Her work bridges the generational gap, providing many individuals the opportunity to explore areas of common ground and celebrate each other's diversity. Contact Ramona Frischman at ramonalong@aol.com or visit www.gu.org to learn more about intergenerational programming.
And we're back. This is Mei Vu. You are listening to Hot Life, Hot Love on BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. This is the show for the divorced moms who are dating again and who are rebuilding your life and who wants to create something so much better than the first time around. And I have with me tonight Nancy Mills, who is the founder of The Spirited Woman, who is an organization that's been around for 20 years now, which is so awesome to be championing the voice of women like you, Nancy. I'm so glad to have you here, and I'm so glad that we are free-flowing and talking about what's in our hearts and what's top on our minds. So what are some current women issues that has you up in arm?
Well, I don't know if we can be on the air for the next year. I mean, what can I tell you? So let me limit this. You know, I do believe, this is my personal belief, but I do believe that we're in crisis right now. You know, I'm being interviewed by you at a time where we've changed the guard in Washington, D.C., and it's a couple of months ago, not even. And so I think many things are very raw. You know, they're unbelievably raw. And I think we as women have become awakened, if you really want to know the truth. I mean, that's where we need to be right now. There couldn't be a better word. We need to be awakened.
So we're raw and awakened.
We are raw and we are awakened. There is so much that is being shaken up. You know, as I said, I'm part of the 50 plus group. I did my marching. I mean, I've been marching lots in the past couple of months. But, you know, when I look back at it, when I look back at my life, I fought for equal rights. I fought for the fact that women could have abortions. I fought for the fact that women were equal in terms of voting rights and God knows what else. I mean, to me, it seems absolutely, I don't want to use the word, I don't even know what word to use. It is a time in my life that is shocking to feel as if we have to go back to certain things that I already thought we had. And that's hard. But, you know, you're a fighter. You're strong. You figured out a way to put yourself together after a marriage that wasn't working and a life that needed a change. And women are I think women in general are that way. We are that way. Okay, so if it's not going to work, we will do our best to see how we can make it work. You know, I do believe that women are the natural healers of the world. I mean, that's the deal. You know, it's that Mother Earth nurturing, we can heal the world kind of energy. And we really do have that kind of energy. And I think that if we approach things from that standpoint, the standpoint of we can heal things, not that we can change things, but we can heal things, I think we are coming from a much stronger place. So to answer your question, there are just so many issues from children to immigration to women's rights to marriages. I mean, it's endless. And it seems as though every single one of those issues are being brought to our attention. It's like a tsunami. I can't remember a time in my life, you know, where things were this raw.
So do you think that it's actually worse now than before, like in the 60s?
Oh, much. Oh, much. There's no comparison. No comparison. We were innocent then, and we had government leaders who were innocent in their own way. I mean, we had people who respected the government. You know, we had people who respected the media. I mean, it was a whole different thing going on. And I think, you know, we did not have a president who used Twitter. I mean, I'm just using that as an example. But yes, I think it was much worse. You know, I think it's much worse now. Sure, at the time, we were fighting like crazy, just like crazy. But there was an innocence to it. There was an innocence to it. There's not an innocence to it right now. There's a fear that is attached to it. And that's what's different.
I just find it. I don't even know what the word is, but for me, it starts very personal. It starts with me. It starts with us women, you know, and what I see as the crisis is that women are just exhausting ourselves and we're not taking care of ourselves. We're depleted. And I call it like the slow death or something. You know, we're running around trying to please everyone, trying to take care of everything. And we always leave ourselves last, and then we're the amount of people on medications, on depressant medications and checking out and all this stuff is just huge on the women. So that I find that very alarming. As I work with women and seeing the condition that they're in, it's like they're actually going cuckoo in their head and their bodies are breaking down. So to me, that's the number one crisis, is that we are not being cared for well enough.
Well, you know, I think you have a point, because I think what happens is that you get to a tipping point in life, no matter what that tipping point is for you. There's only so much someone can take before you start to tip. And I think that right now, millions of women around the world are taking on what is happening personally. And that, of course, is going to have repercussions. It really is. And, you know, thinking about this positively, change is always scary, but it always has an outcome. It always has an outcome, typically of a new journey, a new opportunity, a new way of being. And it is a time for all of us to either exercise more or meditate more or do things that help us in a way that we don't have to use our minds. We're just being. And I'm very, very hopeful that more women will get into that aspect of their lives at this point.
Let me interrupt you for a second. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk some more with Nancy Mills, the founder of The Spirited Woman. This is Hot Life, Hot Love on BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio.
Hi, my name is Myra Fox, and I am a survivor. I am the founder of the Castle Lewis I Survived Foundation and the author of a series of books entitled I Survived a Murder Untold, which tells the story of my sister and I who were abandoned and left in the care of a woman who beat us repeatedly. Unfortunately, it resulted in the death of my sister, Castle Lewis, which is revealed in a page-to-page chilling story. After spending time in the foster care system, I've documented my suffering and my loss and ultimately my survival. I'm blessed to work daily in my community and surrounding areas to give back by helping others and feeding the homeless. I want to spread awareness of the dangers of abuse. You can purchase my books and contribute to the Castle Lewis I Survived Foundation by visiting www.castlelewis.com, or you can call us at 540-999-8401. Thank you.
Baby boomers face many challenges, and sometimes you have to reinvent yourself in order to stay on top. Sharon Ball, nurse practitioner and Christian life and wellness coach, can help. Sharon has written a book called Reinventing Yourself Today, and it can help you through the pangs of changing the course of your life. Whether you are looking to stay on track with new goals, a sensible program to help you shed unwanted pounds, or a full kick-butt life reinvention, Sharon can work with you. Follow your passions and live each day according to your dreams and free yourself from the expectations of others. Sharon comes from the heart and shares her own personal journey to reinvention with her clients. Other self-help books inspired her, but few gave her the steps to improve her life, so she created a plan that works. Stress no more. Let Sharon Ball open the door. Sign up for a complimentary life reinvention consultation today at tinyurl.com/get-started-for-free for more of what life has in store.
And we're back. This is Mei Vu. You're listening to Hot Life, Hot Love on BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. I was just talking to Nancy, our guest today, and the name of the show, Hot Love, came up. So I want to just take a moment and talk about that for a second. A lot of people, when they hear Hot Love, they think hot sex, which, believe me, I want that for you so much. You wouldn't believe it. And but for me, in order for us to have hot sex, we got to have hot love, which means our ability to create meaningful, authentic relationship with each other, whether it's with a man or a woman in a business relationship or in an intimate personal relationship. That, to me, is hot love. It's when we really could share ourselves, be authentic, be the spirited woman that we are and the spirited man that they are, and that we are real with each other. To me, that is the hottest thing on the planet. And from there, you can have great hot sex and everything else that comes with it. So I want to just like do a little rant on this thing that I've been seeing this past week. You know, that whole little girl statue that they put in front of the Wall Street Bull project. And when I first saw the image, I just thought that was so cool. I'm like, oh, that's so cool. Just like everyone else think it's so cool. Until I read about it and the whole purpose of the person that put all this money to put the little girl in front of the bull was about encouraging and taking a stand for other boards of large companies to put more women on the boards. And I'm like, what the fuck? I'm sorry, I gotta swear on that one. What the heck is that? What does that mean? How is a little girl in front of the bull of Wall Street, you know, speak about women being on the board and how women should be on the board? I am just enraged by that. And then I see comments on Facebook of women justifying. They go, oh, no, it's not that. It's really cute. I like it. And I'm like, what are you people thinking? This is the whole problem with Wall Street, is that they always see women as little girls instead of real grown women. So what's up with that? So anyway, what do you have to say about women being seen as little girl, being called as girls instead of, you know, oh, my girls? I'm like, I'm 50 years old. How could you call me a girl? I don't get it.
Well, I got to tell you, you know, one of the things that I started, when I started Spirited Woman, I said, the whole point of it is that you are enough as you are. Why? Because people who sell Cheerios want you to believe that you aren't enough as you are. Why? Because if you keep on liking their Cheerio, if they have the same Cheerio product, if it's not better, if it's not newer, if it's not more improved, then you're not going to buy it. So it becomes totally ingrained, particularly with women, to walk into the concept of you are not enough as you are. And it starts when you're a little girl. And that's where most men, I'm sorry, that's where most men leave off with most women, their perceptions of them as little girls. They don't grow with the woman. It's fascinating to me. You know, let's say you have a woman. Let's say you have a sister. Or let's say you live next door to your first girlfriend. They don't view that woman in her 60s any differently than they did when she was the neighbor girlfriend at the age of 6. They don't change. And it's something that.
I have to add a little Mavu twist to this. And to your point, Nancy, I mean, one of the hottest things that men find in sex is when a woman is all shaven and, you know, you can see her vagina. And it's like, you look like a little girl. And it's like, that is one of the hottest things. So to your point, I totally get it. You know, men get aroused by that. And I don't get it either. It's like, okay.
Well, I think what happens is that, I don't know, I mean, I deal with thousands of women, and I have over the past 20 years. And the similarity that I would see, that I see with the women who've been involved with Spirited Woman, they're seekers. They're women who, okay, well, I'll try this path. I'll read this book. I'll do this journey. I'll take this trip. Maybe I'll do Reiki. Maybe I'll do yoga. You know, in other words, the women seem to really evolve through their life. You never find a woman, or I have never found a woman, who still talks about the days when she was a cheerleader. I mean, that's ridiculous. That is absolutely ridiculous. But you can find millions of men who talk about when they were on the football team in high school. I do not understand why there is this disconnect in terms of growth. But the women that I come across all keep on evolving. I'm not saying, look, I live in Los Angeles, California. I guess you do too. You know, I live in Los Angeles. And look, there are very, very talented, brilliant, smart people here, and it's different being smart and being emotionally developed.
fascinating. The difference between smart and being emotionally developed, totally true. And yet we value smart over emotionally developed, and we will invest money into becoming smarter, but not into becoming emotionally developed. And there is a huge gap between men and women. Anyway, you are listening to Hot Life, Hot Love on BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. I have with me tonight Nancy Mills, the founder of The Spirited Woman. When we come back, we'll talk more about the issues that women face.
Hello, I'm Steve Fagan, and I'm president and CEO of Fagan Associates, but I'm also a life coach. I'm here to help you reach your dreams, goals, and objectives. As a life coach, it's my job to be your support, to be your teammate, to help you understand what is your dream, what is your life passion. And then together, we work as that team to help you reach your specific goals. Life is worth living the best you can be. Working with a life coach, you're fulfilling those dreams and goals is your passion, and it's your way of living. Let me help you do that today. Let me help you really reach the best that you can be as a person and live the life you should be living. I'm Steve Fagan. I'm a life coach, and I'm here for you.
Contact Steve Fagan at FaganAndAssociatesInc.com or call 1-800-239-2701.
And I'll be glad to help you move forward to live the life of success. Reach your dreams, your goals, your objectives. We can do it together.
Animal lover, author, artist, and public speaker, Patricia Daly Leip is a Renaissance woman in her own right. A lover of animals from a young age, Patricia lives on a farm in Virginia and has rescued neglected thoroughbred horses, keeping them or finding them safe havens. She is also a published author, and her books document real-life experiences that she shares in her passionate stories, taking the reader around the world in a colorful kaleidoscope of life. An accomplished artist, Patricia Daly Leip's oil paintings feature animals, portraits, stills, nature, and abstract, and she allows the brush to paint the image in an organic, natural way. A public speaker, Patricia is motivated to continually wonder about life and advocates for all of us to do the same and document our own unique history. To learn more about Patricia Daly Leip, visit www.literarylady.com and www.patricialeip.com or email her at pdleip@gmail.com.
And we're back. You're listening to Hot Life, Hot Love with Mei Vu. We are live on BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. Tonight I have with me Nancy Mills, the founder of The Spirited Woman. And we're talking about the issues that are near and dear to both Nancy and mine. And so I started the last break with talking about the crazy little girl in front of the bull. And then 2 days later, I found this other piece of work that I was just blown away. So in Texas, there's this beautiful artist. Her name is Felice House. And what she did was she replaced the men in classic Western images with women. And the images are awesome. She made them larger than life. And they hang on the walls in her, oh God, I can't think of the name. Anyway, so, and you know, the classic James Dean, the classic John Wayne, the classic Eastwood look. Oh my God, it is so inspiring to see these women. But what's more important is when I read the article about it, she talks about the process. And at first, when she worked with a woman to get them into that role, the hardest part was to take away the cute sexiness of the woman. Like, all the women model were so trained to look cute and sexy. It was really, it was something to for her to help them erase all of that and just let themselves look powerful, look stern, look away from the camera and have some kind of other characteristic behind them other than the cute sexiness about it, which I thought was so
fascinating. Don't you think it's ironic that you're talking about an artist who replaced the cowboys with cowgirls and I started the show with my Annie Oakley skirt? Have you made the connection?
I know, I think it's true. Yeah. Well, that's why I thought of this and bring it on. Yeah.
Well, that's a whole other very interesting topic. And that is, you know, boy, is that an interesting topic, because very often when a woman will take a certain stance, will respond in a certain way, will look a certain way, so many negatives are placed on her automatically. You know, the word bitch, yep. You know, I don't even want to repeat the words, because they hurt me when I think about them, that they have been said by so many people for so many years. But when yeah. you do not play the traditional role, whether it's sexy, whether it's cute, whether it's sweet, whether it's the good girl, whether it's being nice, whether it's trying to be perfect, when you're not in any of those roles, then very often you become threatening. It's part of yeah. the male thing. I mean, this sounds crazy, but it's part of the male thing of keeping you back or keeping you down or putting a stop to anything that might infringe on their territory. And, you know, it's very, very hard. And women who are in the corporate structure and who have been successful in the corporate structure, my hat's off to them, no pun intended. My cowgirl hat is off to them. I mean, most of the women that I know, this is really true, most of the women that I know are solo entrepreneurs. They have their own businesses, you know, they're entrepreneurs, or they're teachers, yeah. or they're chefs, or they're artists, or they're healers. You know, they're out there doing their own thing. And by doing their own thing, they can control very often their environment. So they're not around that. They're really not around that. You know, they're not around the guy who says, you know, don't talk that way to me. Don't use that tone of voice. Don't look at me that way. And what ends up happening with those kinds of conversations is invariably it's somebody wanting control of the situation because they're feeling threatened. It's fascinating to me. It's just fascinating to me. And now,
Go ahead. Finish your thought.
Well, the thing is that right now we have to get out there and be courageous. You know, we have to get out there and be courageous. If somebody is being assaulted by somebody verbally, we have to get out there and say, don't do that. Stop that. And very often, by being courageous, we have been so damaged and so put down and so hurt that many of us are threatened to do that for fear that the person that we want to stop is going to act to us the way everybody else has acted. It takes a tremendous amount of courage. I will share a story with you. There's a very good friend of mine who was at, I think, a Home Depot. I don't know. She was at one of these big box stores. And this guy walks in, and the sales clerk is a Muslim gentleman, and this guy walks in and he says, well, we're going to get rid of people like you. We're just going to get rid of people like you. Boy, I'm so happy that, you know, we're going to get rid of people like you. Well, my friend hears this, and she says to this guy, who in the hell do you think you are? He says, I can say whatever I want to say. I was in the U.S. military. She says, big deal. I was in the Peace Corps. And he walked away and he stopped harming that gentleman. And she tells this story and she has tremendous courage. Could I do that? Maybe I could. But I would be so frightened that this person could hurt me in addition to hurting the other person. So we all have our weaknesses and our strengths, But this is what we need to do more of. I admire her so for having the courage and the strength to stand up for somebody else. And this is what we need to do.
I'm going to take us into break. You're listening to Hot Life, Hot Love on BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio.
Unleash the obstacles that bind you with certified professional coach Joanne Charette, a master practitioner in energy leadership. Joanne can help you break through personal and professional barriers and guide you to a higher level of empowerment and fulfillment. Passionate and dedicated, Joanne engages with her clients on a mutual journey. Her dynamic energy will motivate you to move forward as you partner on a venture to greater results. Isn't it time to make a breakthrough and commit to live the life you deserve? Invest in yourself and let Joanne Charette be the catalyst to the realization of your dreams by making them a reality. Based in Quebec, Canada, Joanne is also a space coach, using social media and Skype to work with anyone, anywhere around the world. Contact Joanne Charette today at 819-360-3266 or email her at actionrealization@live.ca. 819-360-3266. Now is your time.
Essential Nutrients LLC is the brainchild of entrepreneur Barbara Burns. Inspired by a desire to help others, Barbara worked with a team of scientists to develop unique nutritional liquid supplements with the goal to improve the quality of your life. Glucosamine, zinc, and calcium are essential to well-being, and this is the focus of Essential Nutrients LLC. Whether you're a professional athlete, weekend warrior, student, business owner, or homemaker, Essential Nutrients offers products for everyone, including the family pet. And they're easy to take, no pills. Health requires commitment, exercise, a good diet, proper supplementation, and action. So take action today and get your supply of essential liquid nutrients by visiting www.essential-liquids.com. Don't put off your health any longer. Take essential products today and start to measure the difference.
And we're back. You are listening to Hot Life, Hot Love with May Vu. We are live on BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. I have with me tonight the founder of The Spirited Woman, Nancy Mills, and we're talking about all the issues of that women face right now in this time of history. And I have to just wonder out loud, Nancy, is like, it's hard to talk about these things and not sound so polarizing and not make it sound like it's an issue versus privileged white men. So I feel a little bit like we're making them wrong, like us versus them. And so I want to know how, I'm just pondering out loud, like how can we talk about what is happening and what all the stuff that are important to women and not make it be about against men? Because I know not all men are bad, white men and not all men want this inequality. And I also know a lot of women treat other women the same way. We are equally painfully mean to other women. We put women down. We want women to be cute and not threatening. That goes both sides too. So I think there's something even bigger than us versus them. Something deeper inside.
Oh, I agree with you. It's funny that you should say that because as I was talking, I thought, boy, I'm really getting into a conversation of them and us. And I can't remember the last time I've gotten into a conversation like this. It's so interesting to me because I have not been this riled up about things probably in most of my adult life. I mean, there were a couple of years there, you know, when during the Vietnam War and when everybody was getting stoned and, you know, we were fighting for equality for women going back years ago. Yes, I was riled up, but nothing like this. And as I was talking to you, I was thinking, what have I become? You know, this is like, this is bad. You know, this is bad because for years I haven't thought of them versus us, and I don't even know if I do think of them versus us. I think what I think at this particular point in time, that I don't care who you are, whether you're a man or a woman, you have to come from a place of compassion more so than you're doing, a place of kindness more so than you're doing, a place of understanding more so that you're doing, a place of tolerance more so than you're doing. And I don't care if you're a kid, you know, a woman, a man, I don't really care. You have to look at the world in a kinder, gentler way right now, even though what has happened to all of us, I do believe, no matter which side of the fence you sit on, we are, as I said earlier, I feel as though we're in a crisis, and it has affected millions of people on an emotional level, on a deep core emotional level. They talk about how so many people right now are experiencing post-traumatic stress. Well, because no one knows when the other shoe is going to drop. So you're not dealing from your highest state when you're in that kind of a state. So I think you really have to get down to the core values.
Yeah, and I think to tie in with your earlier point, you know, we are raw and we are awakening. And so when we are raw, we are drawn by fear, by worries, and that could bring us into this place of polarizing unconsciously, right? And it's really, that's the last thing that we want. And so the awakening part has to be awakened to what is it that's really important to me, and what is it that's really meaningful, and what am I a stand for? And like you said, you know, the level of compassion that we must have for ourselves and for each other has to be first, versus the level of being right about how we see things or how things should be.
Absolutely. I totally agree. I totally agree. You know, you have to put, I believe, some universal pictures in front of your, not pictures, universal concepts in front of your way of being right now versus the me. We've got to show tolerance. In Los Angeles, as I'm sure in many other cities, there are so many people who are of Latin origin, they're Spanish, from so many different parts of the country, the world. And so very often, they're in a position of, I don't know, they might work at a grocery store, this, that, or the other thing. And I'm finding myself every single time I see someone now who I feel could be threatened by being forced to leave their home, their country, their family, I go out of my way. How can I help you? What can I do? What can I say? I'm part of this woman's group, which is called SB Cares, which stands for South Bay Cares. And it was started by two moms who live in Manhattan Beach, California. And after the election, they wanted to make sure that they stood for something. So they invited 20 women to one of their homes, and it has exploded. There are now 1,080 members of this group. And it's just exploded how many women want to help other women and want to help with what's going on now. But the point is that there was a woman who wore a Muslim scarf to the last meeting. And I just felt that I had to walk up and hug her. I asked her, I said, are you okay? How is this affecting you? what's going on? Are you okay? Can you drive? Can you go to the grocery store? Are you scared? You know, these are the kinds of questions and ways that we need to be with people now, because we're the lucky ones. We're the lucky ones. People, I mean, you know, we're lucky if we have a citizenship now. I mean, who would ever think that we would be thinking this way in the United States? But every time I see a person who I think, what if they don't have citizenship? What if they're a dreamer? What can I do? And I think I'm scared. And then I think, oh my God, how are they feeling?
On that note, we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back. This is Hot Love Radio on BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio.
Global Glory. That's the work of Dr. Marina McLean, COO of Global Glory, whose calling is to serve God. A first-generation British-born Londoner of Jamaican descent, Dr. McLean inherited the hunger for the word from her father, who was a Bible teacher. Growing up, her home was filled with missionaries from the Caribbean islands and America, and she travels the world preaching the gospel. She has a Bachelor of Arts degree in theology and an honorary doctorate of divinity and Christian counseling from Friends International Christian University. Dr. McLean is also a songwriter and recording artist, and her songs are written during summits and conferences in the presence of God. She's recorded 3 worship albums to date and is in ministry for 28 years alongside her husband, Dr. Rennie McLean, who shares her passion. Visit www.globalglory.org or on Facebook at Global Glory. Call 866-244-5679 and feel the glory.
Do you ever wonder why certain things are happening in your life? How to start a business or a new direction? Need answers? Astrologer Bonnie Prabula can help you reveal your true self and gain strength and focus so you can achieve greater joy and success. Working with a natal birth date, time, and location, Bonnie brings out qualities to aid you in getting the best from your life. She can help you unlock dormant traits to bring you greater awareness. Bonnie also conducts public speaking engagements to educate aspiring astrologers on their journey to the stars. A gifted artist, Bonnie bridges her talents and recently launched a line of Astro Bears, uniquely created in colors of individuals' astrology charts. She also makes one-of-a-kind necklaces of crystal beads and woven thread. To learn more about the world of Bonnie Prabula, go to BonnieGPrabula.com. And for astrology consulting, visit AstrologyConsultants.com or call or email her at 808-526-1536 or BonnieGP@AOL.com.
And we're back. You're listening to Hot Life, Hot Love with Mei Vu. We are live on BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio. I am talking with Nancy Mills, the founder of The Spirit Woman. And she found me, actually, in my book, The Divorced Mom's Guide to Dating, and had put my book on her upcoming Equinox book list. It's such an honor for me, considered by the Spirited Woman, that what I have to say was meaningful. And it is actually a really powerful book that will apply to all women who are struggling with relationship and not knowing how come you got into the kind of relationship that you've been in and how do you get out of that. So The Divorced Mom's Guide to Dating, you can find that on Amazon and Barnes & Nobles and all the online places to order books. Nancy, tell us about the Sisterhood of Sacred Scarves.
Well, about 5 years ago, I just really felt called to create something called the Spirited Woman Prayer Scarf. And I thought, okay, we'll combine scarf with ceremony. It'll be a symbol of spirit, empowerment, and beauty. It'll be something that will embrace women, connect women, and we will help heal the world. So I thought, okay, I will have different Spirited Woman prayer scarves, and I'll introduce them like movies, and there'll be a limited number, and a portion of each scarf will go to the Spirited Woman Foundation to help heal and support women through actions of empowerment. And I'm proud to say that we are launching our 18th scarf this week, actually. It is called Awakened Energy, And we have donated funds to 13 nonprofits. We have sold more than 2,200 Spirited Woman prayer scarves, and we have over 800 women who've purchased scarves around the world. And we've really changed it up. There were hundreds of women who were wearing our scarves. Yeah, there were hundreds of women who were wearing our scarves at the various marches. And there are many more women who will continue to wear our scarves. And I felt this is our 18th scarf. And in the Jewish faith, 18 means high, which means to life. And I felt that this scarf was incredibly significant. And I felt that the concept of awakened energy was incredibly significant because I really feel that's where we as women are. So that's the story behind it. And it's all about, getting out there and embracing the energetic and using the scarf as a connector. And so we've sold scarves to 12 different countries. So that's
and
it.
How do they find the scarves? How do they find the scarf? Do they go to the...
They go to thespiritedwoman.com. We're not introducing the next scarf until tomorrow. So today we have our last scarf on called Namaste. This week later on, we'll have Awakened Energy. And what can I tell you? It's been incredibly successful.
It's a beautiful scarf. I really like this Namaste scarf. That's stunning. Good work, Nancy. Thank you so much for spearheading your passion and be a leader for us women to have a place, to have a voice in life. I really appreciate getting to know you and having you on my show. Thank you so much. You are listening to Hot Life, Hot Love on BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. This is Mei Vu signing off for the week.
You've been enjoying Hot Life, Hot Love with your host, the irrepressible Mei Vu. Tune in next time when Mei helps you navigate the tough road after divorce, talks about how you can build relationships and put your life back together so you too can have a hot life and hot love. Join your host, Mei Vu, next time on Hot Life, Hot Love.
You've been listening to the BBM Global Network. The ideas, views, and opinions of this broadcast are those of the participants of the program and are not necessarily the ideas, views, and opinions of the BBM Global Network Company.